well, thank you very much for talking to us about the release of Gone Girl on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I love the book, love the film. Were you a fan of the book before you sort of got involved?
Yeah, totally. You know, I was one of those people when it first came out, read it in 4 days or whatever, you know, super fast. It's such a page-turner.
It is, isn't it? And your character is Ben Affleck's sort of young mistress. What was it like getting to work with him?
You know, it was really great working with David Fincher, the director, and Ben, all these sort of veterans from the industry. It was just so lucky for me. It was my first time, you know, being on like a set like that, my first film. So, yeah, it was great.
How did you get the role then?
I auditioned, you know, just like you kind of hear about, where it was a big cattle call. A lot of girls that sort of looked like me had their little pages in their hands and were going in and out of the room. And it always seems like a long shot when you're at that stage. But I got a call back and, you know, went to Los Angeles. I was auditioning in New York and met with David Fincher and Ben Affleck and got the part.
It's quite a big role for your very first film, isn't it? Were you sort of like daunted when you walked onto set?
Yeah, you know, I think the only thing that sort of kept me from getting really nervous was that I had spent enough time auditioning and that, you know, I felt like David, as the director that he is, you know, had a good, he saw something, right? Like I was there for a reason. So that was sort of my motto.
Now, when we spoke to Rosamund Pike before the release in the cinema, she said that Ben was in the middle of working out for Batman and that he was actually just getting more and more built as it went on. Did you sort of, I'm guessing you must have noticed that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was, we had pretty long days and he was waking up, you know, 2 hours early to train, had a very specific diet. And definitely, like, I think by the end, you know, when we'd like say hug to say goodbye or whatever, he felt like a solid piece of human. You know, there was like zero body fat or something. But yeah, I think he actually really enjoyed it. It was kind of cool for him to have that discipline while he was working on the film.
Yeah, it must have sort of fed into that character and that sort of the darkness about it.
I mean, waking up that early makes me feel kind of dark and disturbed.
It makes a lot of people feel that way. My mum actually had nightmares after she watched the film.
Oh, really?
She found Rosamund so terrifying.
Yeah.
And lots of people afterwards were like, I don't know if I ever want to get married. Did you sort of have those feelings when you read it or...
Yeah, you know, I think it just brings up a lot of issues that people don't want to talk about relationships, about trust, about, you know, what you are really attracted to in another person. Maybe it's, you know, sometimes it's the darker things inside them that kind of they bring out in you as well. It's, I mean, I don't know that I'm like put off of marriage, but definitely it messes with you.
Do you find it funny that people do like react like that? They're like, oh my God, that's the worst thing I could ever imagine now.
I get it. I mean, I get it because, you know, you hear so many crazy stories about marriage. It makes sense when you see a movie like that that sort of deals with those things you don't want to talk about with your partner or with your friends or even admit about love and, you know, marriage. And it's scary.
It is. So it's become a bit of a fear for some people. Have you got any fears yourself or have you conquered any?
You know, I haven't been one of those people who has like lots of phobias. I've always been good with public speaking, everything. Although the one thing I'm afraid of is getting blood drawn or getting a shot. And I am very proud to report last month I went all by myself and got my blood drawn, which was a very big deal for me. The guy who drew the blood thought I was going to pass out and I even cursed in front of him and he went, oh, really? Wow. Cause I was so freaked out. But I did it. And I showed everyone, you know, my bruise for like a week. I was so proud.
Did you get it numbed beforehand or were you really brave?
No, I didn't get it numbed. I just hate the whole process. He ties my arm off and is saying, you know, like, I'm going to cut off your circulation now and I'm like ready to pass out. So it's been a lifelong fear, but I managed to get through it. So
it's my biggest fear. I can't even watch people do it on screen.
Me either,
like,
actually.
I'm just like, oh my God.
You know, I don't mind tattoo needles. I don't mind that kind of stuff, but anything that brings in and out stuff, it's kind of gross. It freaks me out.
So have you got tattoos then?
I do. I have one really small one on the back of my ankle.
See, and you didn't find it scary?
No, I don't know why. That kind of needle doesn't bother me. It's really the thing. Also, my arms, they feel so little and weak and just why are you doing it there, you know? Couldn't you do it in my thigh or something?
I don't know how people do it to other people as well. That's what freaks me out the most. I'm like, I don't know how you can do that to someone.
Yeah, it really freaks me out too. And just, you know, just watching the blood come out, I mean, I hope nobody's listening to this and feeling like they're going to pass out, because I practically feel like I could.
Yeah, maybe we should move on.
I think so. But I did conquer my fear.
You did, exactly. Would you, by choice, do it again in the near future?
Absolutely not. And, you know, my mom always tells me, like, oh, I used to be afraid of needles, and then I had you, and, you know, they poke you so much, blah, 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 and that just terrifies me. I think I'm more afraid of the needles that will be involved in pregnancy than actually being pregnant or giving birth.
I'm exactly the same.
That's so funny.
These things are actually terrifying, particularly when they talk about going in the back. Isn't it that the big thing?
Yikes.
We should move on.
I think so.
So you were born here in the UK. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you live in the States. So what things do you love to do when you arrive in the UK? Where do you like to go?
Well, I actually went to Stratford on Sunday for the first time, which was cool. East London. Did a little exploring over there. Went to the flower market. You know, ate some delicious pub food. I had a Sunday roast. Delicious and very English, I know. Yeah, you know, honestly, I just love I love the feel of London. I even like the weather, the sort of overcast, whatever. I could totally see myself living here, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Not put off by the cold, because you're California, aren't you?
I mean, it's a little cold today, but I think I could do it.
You're already in the newspaper, just or on a website where you've sort of come out somewhere where you've got your coat on.
Wow,
sort of wrapping
that was
up in the cold, very fast.
That was this
today.
Morning. That was maybe 3 hours ago.
They move very quickly.
I'm impressed.
Press. Mm-hmm. I know, but you know that is the sort of worst thing about this weather. It's quite unmotivating to get out of bed, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would have a problem with that.
Now, you've got quite a busy year coming up as well. Mm-hmm. You've got a cameo in Entourage,
yeah,
and a film with Zac Efron. So is acting where you're sort of leaning towards? You're going to sort of try and juggle modeling and acting?
I think I'm, you know, juggling both. I have a lot of print work coming up this month. And, you know, I figure if you can do both, why not? And it seems to be working out so far for me. And yeah, I'm really excited about those films coming out, and definitely hope to be doing more this year as well.
Which was the sort of main thing that you wanted to pursue when you were younger? Was that
acting? Yeah. I actually wasn't even going to be a model until I sort of fell in love with doing theater. And the acting teacher I had said, well, you might want to consider modeling. It's sort of good. It's good to do that if you're, you know, not to be camera shy and everything else. So I decided to give modeling a try sort of for the acting, which is funny. Nobody really knows that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange sort of path, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's always as long as you end up where you want to. So.
Exactly, and you have done. Now, I think I heard someone, you're a bit of a baker, am I right?
I am, yeah. I can cook, believe it or not. And I'm especially good at baking.
Well, we had a bake-off today in
office.
Yeah, oh my God, like this place I think is just trying to kill us with sugar at the moment. So what's your key things that you like to bake?
I'm pretty flexible. What's your request? No, but seriously, I'm like, I've had people, you know, friends say, oh, I'd like a lavender cake. I went ahead and did it. I'm one of those, you know, people who cooks by the book. I like Pinterest. It sounds so old right now. Oh, really? Okay. People are probably like, how old is she again? 45? Anyway, I like Pinterest, so I'll look up recipes on there and then just go for them.
I don't think that makes you seem old, Pinterest.
Really? Okay, good.
Everyone I know is on Pinterest.
Okay, that's great.
We're all just pinning like what we want our house to look like if we ever own one, I think.
Yeah, and I like pinning the recipes, and you know, I think it's, yeah. I think it's fun.
Have you had any Pinterest fails though? That's quite a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Definitely there's been times, you know, where you, like when you want to share your board with someone and then you go back and you're like, why would I put this up? So you take it down. But in general, when it comes to, you know, recipes, I've done pretty well. There was one time I tried to make this like curry stew thing and it just, everything sort of blended together and it was like a big mashed up thing. I don't know what, there's no name. It wasn't supposed to happen. But luckily, my friends were very sweet and pretended it was delicious.
Oh, bless them. Did it look in any way appetizing or not?
No, and it actually wasn't bad tasting. It just looked really bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the worst bit, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you spend the time and you got this nice picture on your computer with, you know, like steam coming off of it.
is this what happen. It should look like?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that Bridget Jones moment in the film where she uses the blue string.
Totally, 100%.
Now, what else do you like to do when you've got some downtime then?
I really like to read. That's sort of my favorite thing to do. I always have a book with me wherever I go, especially in acting. You have a lot of downtime, lots of wait, hurry up. So I usually use that time to read.
And some quick fire ones. I know you like your Instagrams. What's your favorite Instagram filter, would you say?
Ooh, I'm kind of all about the new ones these days. Mm-hmm. They're very exciting. I was really thrown when I updated my Instagram. I like Ludwig, I guess. That's the new one.
Yes. See, I do use the new ones, but now it's like one of those things I haven't got them in my head yet.
Okay.
Of what they're called.
It's sort of like Mayfair, but updated.
Mm-hmm. See, Mayfair.
See,
been
can
like
you believe
one.
This is a conversation we're having? Like, wow.
It's quite sad.
So,
isn't it?
So 2015.
And I guess it's another awfully 2015 one. What's your favorite emoji? What would you say you use the most?
The girl, the sort of salsa girl who's stepping her leg out. I think she's great. Yeah. It just represents so much about me and, you know. no, seriously, they'll send it to my friend. Like, that's when they know it's going to be a good night or it's going to, you know, I'm about to say something sassy or whatever.
So what's your favorite drink on a night out then?
It kind of depends. You know, I've actually gotten into gin martinis, believe it or not. Yeah,
This is a thing that's happening to young people, gin.
Really?
Yes, huh. It's very big here.
Yeah. yeah, I get like Hendrix martini with two olives dry, just in case anyone wants to buy me a drink anytime.
Check you out. That's very fancy.
It is kind of fancy.
And what's the song you've got on repeat at the moment?
Oh, it's the song, it's a rap song that I heard. It's The Weeknd, and it's called Often. And I heard it before. It's so repetitive. It's not even that I've like particularly liked this song. I heard it right before I flew to London. And seriously, on the plane, it's like a 9-hour flight from LA to London. It was playing in my head over and over again. It was insane.
I feel like I need to listen to this song.
Watch out. It'll stay with you.
I'll be singing it forever.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah. So nice to meet you.